This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. San Luis Obispo County has issued a permit to its Parks and Rec Department to clean up and restore Pirates Cove, a popular beach and hiking area on county-owned land. This new proposal would have to survive any appeals before work can begin. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
In 2013, there was a major proposal to close Pirates Cove at night and to turn it into a public park. But that was ultimately denied by the Coastal Commission after facing local opposition. Now, Slo County Parks Director Nick Franco says county staff have come up with a, quote, minor plan to improve the area.
What we've brought back now is a project to bring it into the park system as a natural area, which we manage.
Franco says the county has no intention of drastically changing the space, but the popular close optional beach has been deteriorating and that this proposal is a bare bones plan to revitalize its natural state. The project would include flattening the parking lot with dirt and boulders, adding ADA parking, putting in trash and recycle bins, removing graffiti, placing bike racks, and adding an additional ranger to patrol. This is an idea some, like Pismo Beach resident Paul Jarvis, support.
I just think that we have a wonderful resource here, and if we can improve it, I'm all for it.
But Choctaw Indian Jacoby Wood says this area should not be touched.
It's been sacred native land for 1,000 years. I'm opposed to any restoration that makes it look like humans were here.
Woods is part of a group called Pirates Cove Guard. He says they help clean up trash and talk to visitors about respecting the sacred land.
Nobody's going to listen to a sign. You don't have enough police to police the amount of ways that you can get in here and party anyway. You're just going to create an administrative nightmare.
If the permit makes it through the appeals process, Franco says the county will seek bids and pursue funding and grant options, and will bring it back to the Board of Supervisors in January for approval to begin work. For KCBX, I'm Angel Russell.